Have you ever wondered why finding love feels so difficult? The answer might be simpler than you think. Most people fall into one of two categories, waiters or creators. Waiters hope Mr. Right will magically appear, while creators actively build opportunities to meet potential partners. The mathematics are straightforward. If you meet only one new man weekly, finding your perfect match could take years. But meeting four new men each week means connecting with over 200 potential partners annually, dramatically improving your odds. The funnel approach helps manage this process. The first and largest funnel catches all new men you meet. Then, subsequent funnels filter for attraction, dateworthiness, and relationship potential. The key insight? Be least selective with the first funnel. Simply meet people, practice conversation, and join the human race. Every interaction could lead to someone amazing, either directly or through their social network. Small, consistent actions create extraordinary results over time. By establishing simple daily rituals, you can transform your dating landscape without overwhelming yourself. Start conversations with service staff, baristas, waiters, salespeople, as talking to them is literally their job. Learn the names of regular people in your life and remember one detail about them to reference later. Approach anyone reading a book you've read or want to read, or men using gadgets. They love showing off technology. Create micro conversations in coffee shops. Challenge yourself to three gym conversations before leaving, or compliment three people daily on specific aspects of their appearance. These seemingly minor interactions build your social muscles and create neural pathways that make conversation feel natural. Don't wait for perfect circumstances. Put yourself in the path of luck through consistent, intentional action. Remember, consistency over intensity is what creates lasting change. Genuine attraction isn't mystical. It's a science with a clear formula. Visual chemistry plus perceived challenge plus perceived value plus connection equals deep and lasting attraction. Visual chemistry doesn't require conventional beauty. It's about perceived beauty created through charisma, confidence, and playfulness. Being a perceived challenge means having genuine standards that must be earned, not playing hard to get. Perceived value demonstrates that being with you offers experiences he couldn't have alone or with anyone else. Connection makes simple activities feel exciting because just being together is enough. The crucial distinction? High-value women don't fake the challenge. They know their worth and have genuine standards while still showing interest. Every man wants to feel specially chosen for something unique about him, not just another conquest. When you understand these elements, you can create magnetic attraction without sacrificing authenticity or pretending to be someone you're not. Everyone has insecurities, physical attributes, background, education, life experiences that create doubt. But here's the liberating truth. First reactions don't count because they're influenced by three factors: previously held beliefs, experiences that have nothing to do with you, and current mood. Since you're only one element influencing their response, what matters most is your reaction to theirs. The longer we live, the fuller our lives become, creating depth of character. The only real turnoff is bitterness. Everything else is just the stuff of life. When we're comfortable with our imperfections, a guy will see them the same way. Once attracted, your flaws become cherished qualities. We all know someone not conventionally attractive who commands attention through charisma, being magnetic, making people laugh, taking up space, and making others feel good. When approaching attractive men makes you nervous, remember your high standards. Your ideal man needs dozens of qualities beyond looks. Physical attraction is just one criterion among many. Traditional dinner dates often feel like job interviews, sitting face to face with someone you barely know, trying not to say something stupid while feeling no real connection. Instead of merely surviving a date, focus on creating a memorable one. The most important element isn't where you go, but what you do when you get there. Connect rather than interview. Seek values rather than facts. For example, at an art gallery, instead of discussing the pieces, ask deeper questions like, which would you rather be, a great musician, painter, or writer? Create playful expectations. If you don't like the dessert at this place, we're no longer friends. This playfulness gives you excuses to joke around and make physical contact. The best dates involve multiple venues to change the vibe, perhaps a walk in the park followed by coffee, or a museum visit, then shooting pool. This variety shows different sides of your personality: sophistication, sociability, spontaneity, and domesticity. When your lifestyle is full and interesting, you don't need to wonder where to go. Simply invite him to join your regular activities. Men become deeply attached when they establish an emotional connection with you, what's called the emotional hook point. At this stage, he thinks about you constantly, calls you after work, finds excuses to be near you, and realizes he's falling for you. This connection forms through shared experiences and meaningful interactions, not just standard dinner dates or physical intimacy. Don't mistake intense physical chemistry for emotional connection. A man can feel tremendous physical passion, yet remain emotionally detached. His level of physical desire doesn't indicate lasting attraction. Women often think that since a man wants sex, granting his wish will create emotional connection. This seems logical to the female mind, but men don't form lasting attachments through sex alone. Men seek personal validation through intimacy, with much of their self-esteem wrapped up in feeling sexually desirable. However, this validation doesn't just come from the act itself, but from being chosen. A man wants to feel that only he could have possibly had this connection with you, that something about him specifically attracted you. Finding a boyfriend isn't the end game. It's where the real work begins. Understanding a man's deepest needs gives you powerful insights into creating a lasting relationship. He needs sexual validation. His self-esteem is profoundly linked to feeling sexually worthy. Simple phrases like, "I can't resist it when you have extraordinary power." He needs someone who recognizes his uniqueness. Every man seeks a woman who sees him as different from all others. Be specific with your praise. Generic compliments don't have the same impact as recognizing particular aspects of his personality. He needs a loyal teammate. The best couples function as a team, supporting each other unconditionally. He needs to protect and provide. When a woman declares complete self-sufficiency, "I don't need a man for anything," it makes him question his purpose in the relationship. Finally, he needs to be nurtured and supported. The most powerful way to nurture him is to believe in him, especially during moments of self-doubt. When you understand these needs, you become the woman he dreams about, not by changing who you are, but by bringing out the best in both of you.